In surveys of Jewish Americans, liberals continue to outnumber conservatives. But when the American Civil Liberties Union recently asked for groups to come together to oppose Attorney General Ashcroft's policies on civil liberties, only one Jewish organization joined with the ACLU, a group of reform Jewish women. Now there are two different polls of the Jewish community revealing very different trends. One poll shows a willingness of most Jews since September 11th to give up some civil liberties for security. The other finds that a commitment to social justice remains as much a core identity for most Jews as it ever was. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Certain facts are clear. Some mainline Jewish organizations have become more conservative over the last few years. 2 years ago, the Los Angeles office of the American Jewish Congress broke off and founded a separate organization, the Progressive Jewish Alliance, after differences over the national group's growing conservatism surfaced. More recently, the Anti-Defamation League dismissed its Los Angeles regional director, in part because he wanted to appoint a Muslim leader to a counterterrorism commission. And a poll released post-9/11 by the American Jewish Committee shows that large numbers of Jews now favor security measures that would compromise civil liberties. David Harris is executive director of the American Jewish Committee.
One example is the national ID card. I suspect that in years past, had we asked the question, a clear majority of American Jews would have opposed a national ID card. This year we asked the question, and 70% of American Jews said, yes, we favor it. That's because of 9/11.
The well-known lawyer Alan Dershowitz, in the past a great proponent of civil liberties, recently caused a stir not only by supporting a national identity card, but by writing that there are times when torture should be legal. It's important to mention that many other responses in the poll by the American Jewish Committee, which surveys Jews every year, remained consistent. For example, when asked which quality is most important to their Jewish identity, a commitment to social justice still tops religious observance or support for Israel. Politically, the AJC survey says 25% of Jews consider themselves conservative, 42% liberal, and 32% middle of the road. But another Jewish organization, AMOS, the National Jewish Partnership for Social Justice, is about to release its own survey. The survey focuses on Jewish attitudes toward social justice. Jeremy Burton is the director of AMOS.
Is it in fact still true that American Jews see social justice and the values of engagement in the larger world as core to their Jewish self-identity? And the survey essentially found yes.
According to the survey, almost half picked social justice as the most important part of their Jewish identity, 13% said support for Israel, and a quarter picked religious observance, very similar to a Los Angeles Times poll released 14 years ago. But many Jews involved in social justice issues say that the mainline Jewish organizations have become more conservative and have deserted their cause, and some are founding their own organizations. One expression of this among many was the Tikkun Conference in New York, sponsored by Tikkun Magazine. Michael Lerner is the editor of Tikkun.
Most American Jews are committed to social justice as the top of their political consciousness and at the top of their way of identifying as Jews. And yet the major Jewish institutions and the major funders in the Jewish world put that very low on their agenda and instead have a much narrower conception of what Judaism is all about, which tends to be self-protective, defensive, and not really emphasizing the message of love and caring and generosity and open-heartedness that is really the center of what Judaism means.
David Harris of the American Jewish Committee says his organization retains its historic commitment to social justice issues, but the world has changed, he says, and one can't wear rose-colored glasses.
We simply can't turn a blind eye to what is going on in the world, a revival of anti-Semitism in some parts of the world, conspiracy theories about Jews in much of the Muslim world since 9/11, daily terror attacks against innocent Israelis. What are we supposed to do? Simply ignore these things as if they don't exist, or simply carry on with mouthing our sort of ideological pieties as if nothing has changed?
Harris says Jews are becoming more centrist. Jeremy Burton of AMOS says he doesn't see it.
If you look at how they vote, the Jewish community still votes overwhelmingly liberal Democrat in this country. If you look at the findings of our survey, so many still find social justice as a core expression of Jewish values.
Jane Reckman teaches world religions at a private boarding school in Dobbs Ferry, New York. She decided to go to the Tikkun conference because she felt the synagogue in her own community was not providing everything she needed.
I'm 51 years old. A part of me thinks that things are never going to change, and part of me still wants to change the world. And this organization is trying to make that happen, and that appeals to me. At the same time, I'm somewhat detached, thinking, well, I don't know. I'm active in the Social Action Committee at my synagogue, and we do a lot of good things, but we still need to do more to change the world, and maybe I can bring some of that back.
Some Jews active in social justice issues say many of the major Jewish foundations have become less willing to fund these issues. Rabbi Rachel Cowan is the director of the Program for Jewish Life at the Nathan Cummings Foundation, a family foundation that does emphasize social justice. She says there are historical reasons for the changes that are happening. Until recently, most Jews had relatives who were working class.
They had been poor, they had been workers, they had a memory so that what was in the tradition and what was in life experience were really connected. Now, without a kind of conscious education about that, it's not self-evident.
More are privileged now, she says, have a very different worldview and a different politics.
And so some of the American Jewish Committee, American Jewish Congress, what used to be very progressive, on some issues still are, but on many are not.
When asked what about the argument that Jews committed to social justice are turning away from the large Jewish institutions to found their own groups, David Harris of the American Jewish Committee says the more organizations, the better. But he admits that this struggle within American Jewry is going on everywhere, including in his own congregation.
And the tension is between those who want to emphasize the notion of tikkun olam, the repair of the world, which is the spine and the essence of social justice in the Jewish tradition, and those who say, we've spent so much time worrying about what goes on outside the synagogue walls that we don't really understand enough about Jewish tradition and heritage. And I see on a daily basis our rabbis trying to grapple with this tension within the Jewish community.
While Jews have always wrestled with their faith, and these tensions may never be resolved, it remains to be seen which of these ideas have more longevity, the trend toward conservatism or the continuing power of ideals of social justice. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.